And a good week day, everybody. Welcome to Corn Comments, the radio program about agriculture in our state. All of you who get grease on your gloves and manure on your boots. South Dakota's Farmers and Ranchers, brought to you by the South Dakota Corn Utilization Council, a volunteer farmer-led commodity organization. Okay, so we're having a little birthday party for the old stockyards guy. And I heard my wife say, Jim's one of the most wonderful guys in the country. That's not just my opinion, it's his. That has nothing to do with the Sioux Empire Fair or the Turner County Fair or any fair for that matter. I just simply needed something with which to kick off the daily effort. Yeah, it is fair time at the end of the week, which is Saturday the 10th. South Dakota Corn is going to be taking the interactive trailer to the Sioux Empire Fair, setting up ag rules for the day. It's always fun to help out a bit and observe the kids who have never been on a farm before. So much to see and do at the interactive corn trailer for not only the kids, but also the parents. And that's the reason that South Dakota Corn came up with the idea in the first place. I should mention that in addition to all of the fun and the ag education, we'll also have popcorn, bottled water, and some other fun giveaways. Again, South Dakota Corn is going to be at the Sioux Empire Fair Saturday the 10th, interactive ag trailer and ag rules. I hope that no matter where you live, you can bring the kids and pay a visit. I'll guarantee you that they're going to have fun, they're going to learn about agriculture, and it gets no better than that. On another topic, I want to remind the gas stations in our state that South Dakota has allocated $500,000 this fiscal year to help you buy blender pumps. A station can receive up to $25,000 to install its first blender pump, up to $10,000 for each additional pump. Now, this is the third round of grants for pumps that allow customers to select different blends of ethanol in their gasoline. We currently have 75 gas stations with blender pumps. Unless you forget, South Dakota was the first state in the nation to allow blender pumps, which support our state's 15 ethanol plants. For the South Dakota Corn Utilization Council, be extra careful in your daily labors. Thanks for what you're doing. Hey, we might just see you at the fair.